Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 1st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple TV Plus has added a Golden Globe to its lineup of accolades. Last night at the annual awards show, Jason Sudeikis picked up an award for his lead role in Ted Lasso. The show has been a breakout hit for Apple's streaming service, with wide recognition from viewers and critics both. Sudeikis accepted his award virtually from London, where he is currently shooting season 2 of Ted Lasso. The new season is expected to be released in the summer, and Apple says it will reveal the fate of AFC Richmond. Shortly after the premiere of season 1 of Ted Lasso, Apple renewed the show for a second and third season. Executive producer Bill Lawrence has previously said that Ted Lasso was designed as a three-season show, but most recently he did not rule out the possibility of it running for longer. With its focus on prestige originals, Apple TV Plus has placed a lot of focus on getting awards, with aggressive campaigns to Hollywood voters for its high-profile TV shows and movies. The strategy has worked so far, with Apple TV Plus getting more than 200 nominations and 60 award wins to date. At this year's Golden Globes alone, Apple TV Plus was represented with nominations for Wolfwalkers, On the Rocks, and Ted Lasso. Last year, TV Plus got 3 nominations for The Morning Show, but it did not secure any wins. That changed this year, with Ted Lasso officially getting Apple its first Golden Globe. In other news today, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway published its highly anticipated annual letter this weekend, offering details on the conglomerate's investments in 2020. In this year's letter, Buffett touted that Apple now ranks as Berkshire's biggest common stock investment, even though the conglomerate sold 9.81 million shares of Apple at the end of 2020. Buffett says that Apple is a stock that vividly illustrates the power of repurchases. Berkshire began buying Apple stock in late 2016, and it currently holds $120 billion worth of the stock, at a cost of $31 billion. With its sale at the end of 2020, Berkshire pocketed $11 billion from its Apple investment. Because of Apple's stock buybacks, however, which reduced the number of total outstanding shares, Berkshire now owns 5.4% of Apple, up from 5.2%. So Berkshire's total share of Apple has increased, even though it sold nearly 10 million shares. Buffett resisted buying Apple stock for years because he said he failed to understand the technology company. But over the years, Berkshire has expanded and is also now adding other technology companies such as Amazon and Verizon. So Apple is now one of Berkshire's top 3 most valuable assets, aligning with its insurers and BNSF Railway, which is the American railroad purchase the conglomerate completed in 2010. But nonetheless, even though Berkshire Hathaway is a major investor in Apple, Warren Buffett himself only recently switched from a flip phone to an iPhone. Buffett said last year that Apple CEO Tim Cook spent hours teaching him how to use his new iPhone 11, but without a whole lot of success. Rounding out today, analysts at Wedbush predict that the next generation iPhone lineup, the iPhone 12S or the iPhone 13, will feature a 1 TB high-end storage option for the first time. The current iPhone 12 series maxes out at 512 GB capacity. As far as iOS and iPad devices are concerned, Apple currently only offers 1 TB of storage on its high-end iPad Pro. But in context of the wider smartphone market, the iPhone has lagged a little behind here. For example, smartphone competitor Samsung began offering 1 TB phones with the Galaxy S10 series almost 2 years ago. Until the launch of the iPhone 13 in the fall, Wedbush analysts remain bullish on Apple's iPhone 12 sales performance, following the record-setting $110 billion holiday quarter. The firm estimates around 62 million iPhone units for the March quarter and around 40 million for the June quarter. Wedbush says that this can be compared to the record-setting iPhone 6 sales cycle of 2014. The analysts also attribute this to being part of the post-pandemic reopening environment as COVID-19 vaccine rollouts continue around the world. The iPhone 13 series is expected to launch this fall, but we still don't know much about the specifications. There have been rumors of the return of Touch ID and 120Hz refresh screens, but nothing is set in stone just yet. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.